Due to the need for social distancing, farm organizations were forced to cancel or postpone many face-to-face meetings this past year. That story comes in at number 10 on the Red River Farm Network's Top Stories of 2020 list. However, a few events did move forward in a traditional fashion, including the Big Iron Farm Show in September, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association Convention in October, and the South Dakota Farm Bureau Convention in November. SDFB President Scott Vanderwall reflects on that experience.
And we worked with the convention center and the hotel there in Rapid City. We were social distancing and making sure we followed protocol. And we basically had the run of the convention center there. So we were able to spread out and it was a good experience and people got to learn some things. But I was very, very pleased and people just had a ball and people were just glad to get out and see some friends and talk to other people.
Many other events transitioned to a virtual format. Zoom calls were a rarity before the pandemic, but are now commonplace in the agriculture industry. One of those events was the Prairie Grains Conference held earlier this month. Minnesota Association of Wheat Growers President Gary Anderson described it as uncharted waters.
There was no other way to make it happen, and we want to offer the members some value for their membership because the educational programs that we offer, we think we need to try to continue to bring them to the membership in whatever manner is possible.
The entire Top Stories of 2020 list will be released today in FarmNet News, a weekly e-newsletter from the Red River Farm Network. Sign up to receive this publication in your email inbox by visiting rrfn.com. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby.